This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers on the Gulf Coast used boats and high water vehicles Thursday to reach people cut off by floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally, even as a second round of flooding took along rivers and creeks swollen by the storm's heavy rains. Across southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle in the U.S., homeowners and businesses began cleaning up, and officials inspected bridges and highways for safety a day after Sally rolled through with 105-mile-per-hour winds, a surge of seawater, and 1 to 2.5 feet of rain in many places before it began to break up. China is flexing its military muscle in response to a three-day visit by U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Krach to Taiwan. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, issued stern warnings to abandon the meeting. Friday, China said it is conducting military exercises near the Taiwan Strait, and what it says is its response to the current situation there and to safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity. A defense ministry spokesman told reporters during a brief briefing that current efforts between the ruling Democratic Progressive Party of Taiwan and the United States to cause trouble will lead to a dead end. Joe Biden says Russia will pay a price for interfering in U.S. elections if he wins the White House. The former vice president said Thursday during a CNN town hall near his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, that Russia will face repercussions for attempting to influence November's vote. He declined to refuse to say exactly what he meant. And he said it wouldn't be prudent to be more specific. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures to denigrate Biden ahead of the November election. This is VOA News.